1 John 4:1, the Bible says this, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus is come in the flesh is of God." So let me ask you something. Is the spirit of the public school system, are they confessing that Jesus Christ is God? No. They're confessing that you came from a monkey. Yeah. They're confessing that you came from some explosion in outer space billions of years ago. That's what they're confessing. And then they call that science, even though they've never been able to observe these claims that they have. You know, and this is the pride where people, how many people have been at the door soul-winning and they go, "Well, I believe in science." Yeah. They'll sit there and say, "You believe in books written by men." I'm telling you, almost every door says that of people that will reject the gospel. They'll say, "You believe in books written by men." As they believe in books written by men. And call that science. No, my book was written by God. God proclaims that He wrote the Bible. It's the word of God, not the word of men. Men wrote it down. That's it. They didn't write the Bible, though. God wrote the Bible. Verse 3. It says, "And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, whereof you have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world." Look, I'll tell you this right now, and I'm not afraid to say this at all. You know, people can sit there and call me some kind of a hillbilly rube or whatever they want to call me. But I'll tell you what, the Bible says that if any spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh, that's a spirit of Antichrist. And so the public school system is a spirit of Antichrist. Amen. It's one of the many implements that Satan uses to draw the net in tighter. And it's getting worse and worse every single day. You know, you used to be able to have a religious exemption. I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm not going to say that yet. All right, hold on. But the Bible says in John 4:4, it says, "You're of God, little children have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." They are of the world, therefore they speak of the world, and the world heareth them. We're talking about, in the context, it's talking about false prophets, but there is a spirit of this public school system that's not of God. And how do we know that? Because they kicked God out of the schools many, many years ago.